Oh, good morning, Mick Chalmin. Yeah, this is a, get up there, fuck you. This is a, commentary, you know, like, with that business of being the nice guy, you know, that's sort of fallen by the wayside, you know. I don't mean it being just openly unkind and disrespectful and fucking, you know, rude. Because bad manners and disrespect and shit is never appreciated by fucking anyone, no matter who they are and where they go. There's common things about people, about being a bit grateful. You know, being grateful and polite and, you know, having good manners and that. But, you know, so many women are just fucking... They have no restraint on their rudeness and their nastiness and their fucking bullshit. You know what I mean? It's not just like, you know... plug it in, turn it on and make the fucking whatever, you know. It's like, everything's a fucking drama, everything's a conflict, everything gets fucked up as much as it can every step of the fucking way, you know. And so instead of 5 minutes of activity, you get 50 minutes of bullshit, you know what I mean. And it's not my fault you're stupid, it's not my fault you're the supposed specialist in the subject, but you'd never read anything on the fucking subject. And I know more about how to do it within 5 minutes. And you've been working there for 10 fucking years and you don't have any fucking idea how to even open the packet, you know. You know, and women are just so fucking stupid. You know, in some of the online meetings I do, there's just women everywhere, and they are fucking stupid cunts. Really fucking stupid human beings, you know? Some of them are pretty fucking on the ball and really good value and certainly lots of fun, you know what I mean? I really like them, you know? But the majority of them, you know, they'll sit there and lie and scheme and scam and do all the go along to get along type shit, and they're in on all the gossip and they'll lie and they'll bullshit and they'll do everything they can to sabotage you. They'll sit there saying, "Would everybody who's coming to this online meeting today please behave themselves or I'll have to kick you out." You know, so there's one I said, you know, maybe with all your fucking lying and gossiping and all your bullshit, maybe you should start with kicking yourself out first. You know, Oh, you can't say that, you can't say that. And I just logged out before she could kick me out. It just sort of saves the extra steps of logging back in next time. You know? And it leaves her with this, rather than this dumb fucking bitch trying to start up a fight and trying to hand it all back. You know, she gets stuck with it, you know what I mean? You know, because she can't lie her way out of things that she lied her way into, you know. You can't be sitting there saying, "Oh, everybody who's come to this meeting today, you better behave, because if you don't behave, I'll kick you out," you know, when you're the biggest fucking cunt under the sun, you know. And another one of these retarded bitches, I just asked, a little while back, I just asked a pleasant sort of weather talk type comment, like, who was this person back in the 80s and the 90s? Was she the one who, you know, impressed you with her style, and was she the one that you decided to sort of copy, you know? Was she the one that inspired you to do the same sort of thing? And that's a pretty good sort of compliment, you know what I mean? It's not sucking up her ass and asking her to do anything, you know. You know, it's like saying, people going, you know, "Oh, was Oh, that's a very nice style. I remember someone doing that, you know what I mean, back in some sort of magazine a long time ago. Is that what sort of stuck in your memory and you decided to sort of reproduce it, you know what I mean? And I can say yes, because I thought it was so awesome. I wanted one just like it. It was really fabulous, you know? And anyway, so this fucking retarded bitch kicks me out, you know, of those online meeting, you know? And I said to her, not only is that incredibly fucking rude, that is also incredibly fucking disrespectful, you know? You know, it's on the sort of level of, what's the weather like where you are today? Is it a nice, warm, sunny day, you know? Oh, you know, this fucking dumb bitch, you know what I mean? So I took a swipe at her, you know, nearly every time our paths have crossed, I've taken a swipe at her, you know? Just to dig, you know, she's putting up a photo of herself that's, you know, got heaps of makeup on and is about 20 years old, you know? And, you know, looking about sort of 35, and now she's about fucking 55 or 60. And she looks like absolute shit, completely different in real life to a photo. So I take digs at her, you know what I mean? I take digs at her upon how she looks like shit. I take digs at her on how, you know, how badly she's aged. You know, I take digs at her on all this sort of stuff, you know. And, yeah, fuck, she's fair game, you know. It's fair game, you know. So, this was a record I had with her of this conversation. And, you know, it's sort of like sport, you know what I mean? It's like, these cunts will fuck you over. Men do it too, because there's plenty of fucking half-wit fucking men around, you know? You know, someone might say, oh, you know, oh, this, that, and the other, you know, oh. You know, and I might say something funny back at him, saying, well, it's a lot easier complaining about it when you're alive than when you're dead, you know. And some other fucking halfwit will go, oh, you can't say that, that's intimidating, that's sexist, that's racist, that's harassment, out you go, you know. I mean, they really are that fucking stupid, you know. So there's enough men around that are just dumb fucks, you know, who run by the same standards, but, you know, it's the women who serve it up and they think that they can get away with it, you know? And, yeah, they don't like it, you know, when you have a dig at them about their looks. You know, they look like shit, you know what I mean? You have a look, have a dig at them about their age. You have a dig at them about their weight. You know what I mean? You have a dig, if you really want to kind of lower it, you have a dig about how no one likes them. You know what I mean? You just have dig, take fucking shots at the cunts. You know? They'll quite happily go out of their way to fuck with you and fuck with your life. And, you know, deprive you of the opportunity to participate fairly in the meeting. And they'll serve up their fucking crap, you know. But when you hand it back to them, oh boy, you know, accountable for their actions, you know. They don't fucking like it. And, you know, like I don't take their shit personally. I just say, well, this is these women are fucking assholes, and that's what assholes do, you know. And the dumb thing is to expect women who are fucking assholes to do it any better. You know, they They're completely incapable of not lying. They're completely incapable of not gossiping. And they're completely incapable of telling the truth. And they're completely incapable of taking responsibility for the fucking crap that they have done. You know? So, yes, MGTOW men, a new age is upon us.